Hi, Dr. Weaver here. This is my thought of the week for the students and for anyone else who wants to listen. Now, I took particular interest in the debate today on the BBC Politics show, which was about new jobs and new industries. And in fact, I was actually featured, my tweet was actually featured, I'll talk about that in a moment. And they were talking about the state of manufacturing in the Midlands and how we can reignite a renewed interest in getting manufacturing back to its rightful glory. And this is always comes up in many debates that we have in Birmingham and in the West Midlands. It came up in a discussion with some MPs a couple of weeks ago. The question is here, is overwhelmingly yes. Of course we need new manufacturing. And we need to identify how we can enable and facilitate new manufacturing. Also understand what are the blockers, such as labour rates, those type of things. I've written a paper in the International Journal of Production Economics on that, looking at China as well. But just to go back to its proposition, that's not really the question, because everyone supports the question. It's a case of what is the mix. Now, if I was to show you what was said on the BBC Politics show, that was my quotation. If we just listen to that again, and maybe I can explain what I meant behind that.
Time for this consultation, of course. Just time now for one final thought about our talking point today, that campaign by our MPs for new jobs, new industries here. Via Twitter, Miles Weaver says, "My dad expected me to work in a factory. He told me university was not for people like me. Yes, we need more manufacturing, but my dad must be proud of me, even though I am sitting behind a desk." Well, good for you, Miles, and I'm sure he is.
Okay, so I chuckled, my dad chuckled, my mum chuckled. I wasn't expected to have the final thought of the day, even though this is my thought of the week on the BBC Politics show, but it demonstrates a lot about social mobility and also the enabling role of higher education. Now, in terms of social mobility, I'm a working class lad and I'm very, very proud of it. And my dad said to me, most of the people in the family have worked in factories, and back in the 80s when factories in a height, I remember going past Aston University, the fire station, and my dad saying to me, "Son, maybe if you're good enough one day and I can afford it, you can go to university." And I said, "Okay, Dad, I can prove you wrong." And I ended up getting my doctorate from that same university, which I'm extremely proud of. But I now work behind a desk. I'm actually a lecturer, so that demonstrates social mobility and what university did for me. Now, I started my PhD trying to claim to prove the world that we should get manufacturing back. And my research shifted quite a lot over that period, because I realised that China's labour rates is one of the key factors. And I told you about the paper that I wrote. But if you map the Industrial Revolution, this is what I find very interesting. If you talk about the Industrial Revolution, why did it happen? That was because there were people like Watt and those people that you see in Priestley and in the Birmingham Centre, and Cadbury's and Roundtree's and those type of people, the good forefathers of the Industrial Revolution, and looked about why Birmingham became the size that it is today. There was skills, there was expertise, there was interest, and there was natural resources such as coal. Now, obviously, manufacturing has declined over the years, and that's been due to many, many reasons, economic policy, economic situations and the like. Factorism, you can start talking about that. But I went to China, and you could see that China was growing and growing and growing. There was more cars on the roads. From when people said they went the year before, it took an extra 20 minutes. Every year it seems to get an extra 20 minutes to get somewhere. That shows how their economic growth is going. And you'll start to see now Africa pick up on this. And we had a debate in one of our MBA classes on the rise of Africa. So one thing I would say about that is China's got a really unique culture. And Africa has some problems with political stability, so they probably would be some of the blockers or even facilitators that we could look at. But the reason why I said that is because the Industrial Revolution is migrating, and maybe one day it would come back. But the key thing is here is that we do need manufacturing. We do need it. Of course we need manufacturing, but we need to look at the mixture of what that should be. I asked in my lecture last week the students, name the five biggest employers in Leicester. And they came up with lots of different companies. And then I said, what about the NHS? What about the actual universities? What about the police force? So there needs to be a mix. And we've just been for a walk around the jewellery quarter, and you're starting to see that being come to life with different mixture of cafes and all those different things. So let's look at this problem in terms of what the mix should actually be.